Let's take our Bibles once again. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 13. John 13. The last time we looked in this blessed book, we ended with verse 30. The Lord had revealed that He was going to give the sop of the supper to the one that was going to betray Him. Judas knew it. He walked out. It was night in his heart. Truly it was night. But the significance was in his heart, darkness, no light. Judas was completely governed by the prince of darkness, doing just exactly, quickly, what he wanted to do. Now, just remember this. He was doing what he wanted to do, but doing what Almighty God had eternally purposed. Now that, God is not the author of sin. God Almighty does not make men rebel against Him. They do what they do because they want to do it. But Almighty God, who is all-powerful, allows men to do what they want to do according to His will and His purpose. I want you to look at the book of Acts, chapter 1. Acts 1, verse 16 to 20. Acts 1. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever lay the blame for man's rebellion on God. He's not the author of sin. Acts 1, 16 to 20. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost, by the mouth of David, spake before concerning Judas. That scripture that says, my own friend, one in whom I trusted, lifted up his heel against me. That scripture must be fulfilled concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. He brought them out there. Gave the Lord a kiss. All those Jews, priests, he was guide to them. For he was numbered with us, had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. You see, I thought the Pharisees bought that piece of property after Judas threw the 30 pieces of silver. I thought they bought it. The scripture says this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. Falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. It was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Aseldama. That is to say, the field of blood. For it's written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, let no man dwell therein, in his bishopric let another take. The scriptures sets forth that Judas bought that piece of property. Judas gave that money back. Judas sold the Lord out. Judas paid for his own death according to God's will, God's purpose. Verse 31 back in John 13 says, now, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. So soon would the Lord be fully honored. He spoke of his death as being glorified. Almighty God was going to render Him glorious. Absolutely rendered full of glory. Now, so soon was the accomplishment. Let me tell you something. From right here until chapter 18, we're going to be looking at these scriptures right here, and all of this took place the night in which He was betrayed, right up until His crucifixion. Just hours. And it's going to be the Lord revealing to His apostles what's going to happen. What's going to transpire. Why it's going to transpire. Now is the Son of Man honored, gloriously honored, glorified. And God is glorified in Him. His crucifixion concerning God's glory, God's thoughts, God's purpose to show mercy to His people, His glorious thoughts to redeem His own by the blood of His Son is going to be viewed. Now is the Son of Man. The hour of the Lord had come. The very night that He ate that supper with His apostles, that very night He would be betrayed in the hands of wicked men, taken, not helplessly, but powerfully. Again, allowing them to do what they did on the very night. It was the Passover. And He's the Passover. They tried to take Him before, Gene, but they couldn't. You know why? His hour had not come. We're going to take Him. No, you're not. We're going to stone Him. No, you're not. I'm going to kill you. No, you're not. Not until I say you are. He laid down His life for His people. He laid it down exactly when Almighty God purposed He was going to lay down that life. He was going to do for them what they couldn't do for themselves. They could never redeem themselves. Now, the Son of Man is glorified. The Son of Man is glorified. Almighty God, the fullness. I looked that word up this morning again. The completeness of the Godhead, the Father who chose, the Son who redeemed, and the Holy Spirit who calls and keeps and seals and teaches, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Here is God in the flesh. And the God-man, glorified by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Caused to be. Not because of their ability. Not because of their choice. The Lord's revelation of this truth concerning His glorification, that complete fulfillment of what Almighty God had eternally purposed. Everything fell out according to His will, His way, His time. And soon they're going to see Him. You're going to see Me taken. He's telling them right here. Now is the Son of Man glorified. Now is the Son of Man in dying for His people. Now you're going to see absolute obedience. Now you're going to see My Father's will openly displayed. The Father, God's going to be glorified in Him. The scapegoat. Going to lay down His life. Going to bear their sins of His people. And He's going to take them away. Where are they going to be? As far as the east is from the west. Behind the back of God. Cast into the sea. I'm not going to remember them anymore. Blessed is the man to whom God will not impute iniquity. Oh, he's chargeable. He's chargeable in Himself. That's what you just read, Mitch. If we say we have no sins, we make God a liar. No, here's the blessing. God won't charge it to you. I've said before, one of these days, that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
One of these days, we're going to realize. You know what grieves me? Is that I can sit here and preach that. And it just, and I admit it, it just doesn't seem to have the depth of the understanding of what I just said. We see through a glass darkly, don't we? Now, the Son of Man glorified. And Almighty God is going to be glorified in Him. His justice is going to be glorified. His law is going to be honored. Almighty God, the Scripture says, will by no means clear the guilty. I'm telling you right here, you take a man, a woman, that is dead in trespasses and sin, and they all are. You say, yeah, but if you sincerely come to the Lord, if you sincerely come to the Lord and ask for forgiveness, surely God will by no means clear the guilty. No! But you mean if I'm sincere? No! He will by no means clear the guilty. Well, what's He going to do? He's going to pay. How can I pay and be justified before God? Only in a substitute. He's going to have to be glorified in bearing my guilt, and God's going to deal with him in absolute justice and wrath. And he's going to suffer the penalty. And he's going to pay the eternal debt owed to that sin. That's why God the Father forsook him. That's why he killed him. Now is the Son of Man glorified. And God glorified in him. Almighty God is a purer eyes than to behold evil. He canst not look on iniquity. Judgment must be rendered. Oh, but in the glorious substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus Christ, only in Him can we truly say with some confidence, because we're going to die. I'm telling you, every one of us, we're going to die. Unless we're here, as I've said before, when the Lord returns the second time, you're going to die. And only in Him, having had my debt paid, only in Him, having His righteousness imputed to me, that God would look on me in absolute holiness in Christ, can I say, O death, where is thy sting? Death has got a sting to it. Grave, where is thy victory? Where? He's put away. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in Him. If God be glorified in Him, God shall also glorify Him in Himself, and shall straightway glorify Him. Here the Lord reveals the honor that's going to be placed upon Him. He's going to lay down His life in that obedient substitutionary death. He's going to suffer in His high priestly prayer. John 17, I'll just read this very quickly. John 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus, lifted up His eyes to heaven, said, Father, the hour's come. It's time. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee, Father, I am your servant. Father, I've always been with you, brought up with you. I was ever your delight. Our delight were the sons of men. According to that everlasting covenant, you chose the people. You gave them to me. I've stood for them. You've ever beheld them in me. I've answered for them. I live for them. I'm going to die for them. Father, it's time. It's time. Glorify your Son as your servant, as your substitute. Substitute of your people. That thy Son may glorify thee as the merciful God of all grace, who is not going to allow your people to perish. One with you, he, as the Son of Man, glorified in his death, glorified in his resurrection. Almighty God, 3 days later, raised him from the dead. The Lord said, I have the power to lay down my life and to raise myself back up. That's all power. That's all power. When you can give up the ghost. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Laid in that grave, dead. 3 days later, took it back. Came out of that grave. Ascended into heaven. According to the power of His Father and of His Spirit and of Himself. Raised, glorified, seated in the heavenlies under the Son, He saith, Thy throne, O God, is what the Father says. The Father says to the Son, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Unto which of the angels said He at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make Thine enemies Thy footstool. Our Lord reveals that God's going to glorify Him, giving Him all authority in heaven and earth as man, God-man, Son of Man. And the Son of Man shall be glorified. He's going to have a name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. Every knee is going to bow and is going to own Him. Every tongue is going to confess. What about the unbelievers? Every knee is going to bow. Man or woman may leave this world in rebellion, but I'm going to tell you something. They're going to be cast into hell owning Him. You're the Lord. You're God. And He's going to do that which is right. And all of this, according to our passage, verse 32, is going to be straightway taken care of. It's going to be accomplished in a short time. And our Lord did glorify God in His death. All the attributes of God. I just listed a few of them here. Here's the attribute of God. Love. Love is of God. Herein is love. Not that we loved Him. Now this is love, that He loved us. Someone said before, rightly so, I can see how God could hate Esau. The amazing things He loved Jacob. The amazing things He loved any of us. All of us were rebels. All of us were rebels. All of us were enemies of God in our minds. All of us were children of wrath, hating God. People say, well, I've never hated God. God says we did. I think we're going to believe God. The love of God's manifested. Why? He forsook his own Son to redeem his people. That's love. God forsaking God. That's what the Scripture says. Holiness. Absolute justice. Power. Hanging upon that cross was God. That's God hanging on that cross. Jesus Christ the Lord is God. Who said that? The Father said it. Thy throne, O God. How did he die? He said, I laid down my life. I gave it up. The Father killed him. I'm telling you, we're in deeper waters than we can perceive right here. I'm telling you, you're seeing absolute power that God would lay down his life. And right now, he's seated as the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. I'm telling you, this is God. This is God right here. Every other little impotent, little g God don't even deserve a capital G. This God is trying to do something, he's nobody. He's nothing. He's nothing. He's nothing. Our God is in the heavens, David said, and he's done whatsoever he pleases. I love saying that. I thank God that I can believe it. I pray God keep me believing it. Here's our Lord, our great high priest, ever living to make intercession. And the Scripture says he's going to return very soon. He's coming back. And that same Lord Jesus that Paul the Apostle just said, just that last service, he said, I was one born out of due time. I saw him. He appeared to me. I saw him. We're going to see him too. We're going to see the very one that walked this earth. We're going to see him. The very one who is right now. I'm convinced of this. I believe this is the gospel. I believe this is the gospel. And he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, according to my character, where my gospel is preached, I'm in the midst of you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen.